What does the LGBT community in Russia make of the growing kind of row, really, over the new law in Russia and the Sochi Olympics?
Well, if you look at the really escalating public debate in the international community, both among human rights organizations and various authorities and diplomatic missions, we can see that there is no unanimous mode of thought around what is happening in Russia. Sometimes it is an attempt to focus solely and exclusively on the propaganda law. In some other situations, it is an attempt to place the situation with LGBT people and pro-LGBT equality movement in a broader perspective. Of course, all LGBT advocates in Russia are very supportive and seek to look at the situation in a broader perspective and to bring to an understanding the fact that what is happening now to LGBT community is not an isolated incident. It is part of a more general pattern of finding convenient others to scapegoat in the society, be it LGBT people, be it human rights organizations that allegedly work in the interest of some foreign agency, be it people of a different ethnicity than is considered the ethnicity of the majority of people living in Russia. So there is this general context. And at the same time, of course, for us, it is very important that the information circulating now abroad and all the initiatives that are happening are attempted to be coordinated, are attempted to be kept very precise and grounded in real facts and examples. And a lot of organizations are seeking to reach out to pro-LGBT advocates in Russia to consult on further actions. So it is a great opportunity for us to join forces with the various stakeholders to work in our cause.
Okay, that's great. I have to ask this question. Basically, how do you see the laws in Russia which target the LGBT community compared to laws in other countries which also target the LGBT community? For example, I don't know, in the Middle East and so on. Where does it rank? On the sort of scale of persecution of LGBT community in the world, where does the legal framework in Russia stand, do you think?
Well, there is an international organization, ILGA Europe, which has an annual ranking of European countries in regards observance of LGBT rights. And according to this data, in Europe, Russia is the last one in the ranking. But this is in Europe. Of course, everything can be perceived in comparison to other countries. And our situation is not as bad in a great number of countries outside of Europe. Homosexuality is not criminalized, for example. But at the same time, it is very important to understand that the law that exists in Russia, the law banning the so-called propaganda of non-traditional sexual relations among minors, is not a danger in itself. We still have to see how it's going to be applied. What is already dangerous about this law is the debate that it incites among the general population, the opinion that it shapes, and a very strong message from the authorities to the population that it sends about LGBT people being dangerous for the society, being dangerous for families, being dangerous for children. Therefore, it entitles individuals and anti-gay groups to violence and to aggressive actions aimed at silencing LGBT people, boosting them from the public sphere.
Right, okay.
We already observe extreme consequences of this trend.
Okay, such as what?
Such as, for example, an interregional movement called Occupy Gerontophilai, which is